Valley Edition. Right now in Afghanistan, infants who otherwise might die are getting a new chance at life at a neonatal department at Afshar Hospital in Kabul. The 24-bed nursery was constructed by a Fresno-based nonprofit organization called AMOR, which stands for American Medical Overseas Relief. Here to tell us more about this story is Davina Witcher. She is the development director for AMOR and will be traveling back to Afghanistan at the end of August. Davina, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me how this organization got its start working in Afghanistan and at this hospital.
Absolutely. This organization was conceived in 2004 when a woman who had a passion and understanding for the medical need in Afghanistan approached local businessmen and farmers about an opportunity to build a clinic there. And so a representative was sent from Fresno, and after seeing the immense need, the decision was made to acquire land and to build not a clinic but a full hospital. And so that process of construction started in 2005. Shortly thereafter, it was realized that a 501c3 nonprofit needed to be established in order to raise funds for the ongoing project and provide administrative oversight. So AMOR was designated as a nonprofit in 2008, and the hospital opened its doors and started treating patients in April of 2009.
An amazing story indeed. This is something that is of great need in that part of the world. Obviously, we all know about the aftermath of the conflicts in Afghanistan and the challenges there. But specifically when it comes to neonatal care, when it comes to medicine in general, that's a huge issue that sometimes we don't hear about much in the press, in the media. We hear about the struggles of the economy. We hear about the struggles of the war and conflicts there. But tell us a little more about why is this needed in Kabul with this hospital, and what are some of the things that you're seeing on the ground?
Sure. First of all, in 2008 when the hospital opened, one out of 8 women were dying from complications related to childbirth. One out of 5 children were dying from preventable and treatable diseases. So there was a huge need for basic medical care, what you and I consider everyday care that we go to our physician to receive without a second thought. And this was lacking because the medical facilities in the country are either governmental and don't have a lot of funding, and the quality of physicians in those facilities could be improved, or there were private hospitals which were very expensive and not easily accessible to the common people. So Afshar Hospital was built with the design of providing maternal child care to the very poorest regions on a fee-for-service scale that was affordable but also provided the hospital with sustainability. So we started with providing pre- and postnatal care, vaccines, vitamins, micronutrient nutrition. We opened a maternity department that was able to provide free birthing services. We've now upscaled that to the point that we employ 5 OBGYN specialist females that staff that department, in addition to 13 midwives and maternity nurses, so that women are able to come in and respect their culture of only receiving care from other women, but at the same time can receive maternity care that is the same design as Western medicine would provide. And then as far as the neonatal department, this has been a personal passion of mine, having worked at Children's Hospital in the neonatal department there, recognizing the tremendous need that we have here in our valley, and then having an opportunity to address that same care that and need in an environment where there was no other nursery facilities. Kabul has one other neonatal nursery at a local hospital. And so after visiting that hospital, we decided at Afshar that we would go ahead and pursue the opportunity of building a nursery that was based more on Western-style care. And then we took about a year and a half to hire pediatricians who had neonatal experience, provide them additional online education and that type of thing. So when we opened the nursery in February 2013, we were able to provide a level of service that is comparable to what we here in the U.S. would consider a level 2 nursery.
You're not just building this hospital or building beds. You're operating this facility, right?
The facility has been operating since April 2009. So when it began operations, we were seeing 700 patients a month at this 100-bed facility. We now average 3,500 patients a month, so it has significantly grown.
So you started out with the regular hospital, then you added the neonatal ward and continue to grow.
Exactly.
These aren't doctors from the U.S. or Europe. These are Afghan doctors treating Afghans, correct?
Absolutely. So our model is built on Afghans helping Afghans. So all of our employees are Afghan, and that's 150 employees, a third of which are women. And each one, we try to be non-discriminant in where, what tribe they come from, what economic background, so that we can show to the community that we treat everyone that is in need of services without any type of political or religious affiliation.
Building and operating a facility like Afshar Hospital has to be expensive. What does it take to keep this going in terms of dollars?
Sure. Well, it's probably less expensive than you would imagine. Our operating budget is about $4.1 million a year, and we take care of 40,000 patients a year with that budget. So when you break that down, it comes down to about $15 per person, and we're able to provide everything from all the prenatal care services, all the maternity services. We have a full surgical ward. We have a full emergency department. We have inpatients department, then the neonatal nursery, the community. So the plethora of medical services that we're able to provide for $4 million a year is incredible.
Has it been a challenge to try to recruit those individuals and to also provide that training in an area like Kabul?
In some ways, it's been a challenge in that it's there's not a lot of medical staff that has pursued that specialty on their own. So in that way, it was a challenge. On the other hand, Afshar Hospital has been open long enough, and we have a reputation in the region for promoting education and for being a center of excellence. And so from that regard, when we have got close to the nursery being open, those people that were like-minded with us and wanted to serve their fellow Afghans, they sought out our hospital and the opportunity to work there. So we were very blessed by the people that applied.
We'll talk about the future plans in a moment, because I know that this is not a book where we've reached the last chapter. There's still more work to be done. But this would be your third or fourth trip to Afghanistan?
This upcoming one will be my fourth.
Your fourth trip to Afghanistan. Your first one came in 2010. What was your first impression setting foot on Afghan soil?
It was not my first time to travel out of the country into impoverished areas, and still the overwhelming feeling of seeing the abject poverty and the conditions that the people, even in this large city, was living in was overwhelming. The conditions of clean water, clean food, the sewage, the trash situation, the lack of paved roads and infrastructure. It just was almost non-existent in 2010. And so since that time, and going back on a regular basis, I've been able to see the roads paved, the trash removed, new construction underway, been able to see the condition of women everywhere improved, the condition of young people and children in the schools that are provided, and the opportunities for education. And it's wonderful to see the great strides that they're making there.
Have you been concerned about your security there?
Not really. When I go, I try to be respectful of the culture, and then I cover my head and I don't walk around by myself. I always have an escort. But other than that, I travel freely where I wish to go. And no, I haven't been concerned, no.
We were talking about the need in Afghanistan, and there's a stat that I want to talk about, and that's the percentage of births that take place outside of a traditional hospital that we think of. Can you talk about that and explain what that means in terms of the care that you're trying to provide and some of the implications that are involved?
Sure. So one of the amazing stats that exists in 2012 is that 80% of the women in Afghanistan still deliver their children at home without any type of medical assistance. And so that is partly because of their lack of transportation to medical facilities and also some cultural barriers that come with the fact that the mother-in-law has traditionally been the one to provide those types of services in the home. So you have to reach an educational level with these women to teach them why it's important to come to a hospital. And if they do not have the means to travel to the hospital, then how to provide the safest environment for themselves and their newborn in their home. So what Amore has done is address this on a couple of levels. We have a community outreach and patient education program that travels to a different home within five rural communities surrounding Kabul, goes there each day of the week, goes to a different home, and sets up a clinic for women where they're free to walk or to come to the clinic in any way they have are able. And there they can receive prenatal care, postnatal care, all their vitamins, vaccines, nutritional supplements in order to support their own health so that they can deliver a healthy baby. We also recognize that there are women who still cannot overcome the challenges of coming to the hospital. And so in that regard, we have clean birthing kits that have been provided to by AmeriCares to us, which is one of our great supporters of gift and kind donations. And these kits provide a clean area for the mother to deliver, a sterile scalpel so that they can cut the umbilical cord, hand sanitation, gloves, the very basics. So even though they're in their home, we can create a small, clean environment for the mother and the baby to be born in.
Kabul is a large city. I imagine the need is far greater than even what your organization has been able to do to date. What are the plans moving forward?
Sure. So we've been able to establish a couple of really good programs. The one of which I was just speaking about is this community outreach and patient education. We currently see five different areas, and we are currently treating about 1,400 women a month in this program, significantly grown from about 200 when we first started in 2010. So the plan is to grow the community outreach and patient education program. And we would like to see as many women as possible and add not only to the staff but to the different areas that we can go to, because this is a much-needed service and easily provided to women who cannot come to the hospital. We're also growing the neonatal nursery. The capacity of what we have built is 24 beds. We are still looking for donations in order to bring all of the equipment that we need into that area to educate the community about the availability of this service and the affordability of this service. And thirdly, we're looking into partnering with another foundation that is very active in Afghanistan to develop a telemedicine program through their clinic system that reaches even more rural areas so that we're able to use the expertise of the physicians that we have at Afshar Hospital to reach even more women who would not have the ability to seek that care at all.
We look at the relatively comfortable lives that we live with here in the U.S. and Western medicine and facilities like Children's Hospital, and a world away is Kabul and this facility that Amore is running. And in some ways, those are worlds apart. But I imagine there's also some similarities that you see. Talk about that.
So I would say
humanity is humanity, is it not?
Absolutely. And well said. And I would first say that the similarities are far outnumber the differences. The Afghan people have been in a state of conflict for 30 years. And so you can imagine from the perspective of mothers and fathers, they want the very same things that mothers and fathers here want. They want the opportunity for peace, to be able to provide enough food and water for their children, an opportunity for education, to have work, to better their lives for the next generation.
Our guest has been Davina Witcher. She is the development director for a Fresno-based nonprofit called Amore. The organization has built a 100-bed hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan. Their latest project is a 24-bed neonatal department at Afshar Hospital in Kabul. Davina will be traveling back to Afghanistan at the end of August to supervise the next steps in this organization's service to the Afghan community. Davina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.